Good morning, 841, just about 842. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumb, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning on this Monday. Well, of course, it is November. Thanksgiving's coming up, and an event that happens annually is the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce annual luncheon and the presentation of the Thomas B. Herring Award. But things are kind of different this year. I don't know if you've heard. Don't know if you've heard, but they are a little bit different. And joining us to talk more about what's happening with the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce is the Executive Director, Pam Gaither. Pam, good morning. How are you today?
I am well. Good morning, guys.
Thanks for coming in with us here this morning.
Absolutely.
Well, what a fun time to be doing what you're doing. I guess it doesn't really matter what you do. Everything's a little bit different now. But when it comes to doing things like events, especially, it's like, okay, how can I be creative enough? How can we still do what we need to do in some way, shape, or form, but yet it's got to be completely different than what we're used to? And that's what's happened, especially with the chamber luncheon that will be coming up.
Yeah, you know, we had a lot of events that we actually have postponed. A lot of our sponsors wanted to hold off, business after hours being one of the biggest number of events that we held off on. And honestly, It's been unfortunate. We all know that this is not ideal, but for the safety of everyone, we worked with the health department, IDPH, to make sure, can we pull off things? We really didn't get the green light. So unfortunately, we haven't had a lot going on. We were able to do golf outing finally in September, which was amazing. Bunker Links was so accommodating, and I just want to give a shout out to them because they worked with us in 3 days' time to make the event happen there. So
that was a pretty quick turnaround.
Yeah, it was incredible. It was a beautiful day. We had 22 teams, so we had really great participation. We were really proud to be able to pull that off. But that was an outdoor event, so a little different. And golf on the, you know, governor's rules, it's a little different than social gathering. So we were able to do that. And when it comes to this event coming up, the Thanksgiving luncheon, it is an annual event. So it's the 42nd annual event of this nature, and the 41st award given out for the Thomas B. Herring Community Service Award. So we were approached by a couple individuals wanting to know, are we having this? And it really just got my gears rolling as far as how we can make this happen. Of course, it is switched to a virtual platform, but a lot of the same feel of the event will happen. Of course, it will be in the comfort of wherever you are. We are still doing a meal catered by Hy-Vee. That was something I heard from several members, is they were really going to miss that meal. So we're bringing that back, and we have a great staff of volunteers from the chamber who will be delivering that free to Galesburg addresses. So we'll still be able to bring that meal to you. We'll have the State of the City from Mayor Pritchard, and of course the Thomas B. Herring Award too.
Well, and I guess after 42 years, it's like you were probably thinking, we got to do this somehow. We can't just give up on it.
Right. There was no way I wasn't going to make it happen in some way. I wasn't sure how we would pull it together, but everyone that we've coordinated the effort with has been really great. So I'm really excited, and the Chamber Board has been so supportive all throughout my entire time with the Chamber. The things that we do, especially during the pandemic, and wanting to be in front of and be available to advocate for our members.
Pam Gaither is the Executive Director of the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce. Talk about how it's going to work for chamber members, how if they haven't gotten signed up for the luncheon and or didn't know exactly what was going on, talk about how it'll work and how they'll get signed up.
So it's actually available for anyone. You don't have to be a chamber member.
Okay.
And we don't have any limits on capacity, so we are able to open that up. So if you're not a chamber member, you're able to still sign up for it. So on our website, galesburg.org, we have a slider on that. You'll see something about Thanksgiving luncheon, and you can click on that to order tickets. So there are tickets available for the meal and admission to the virtual platform. So we're doing that through Zoom. Everybody's had a lot of Zoom experience, I think, by now. But I think that was the best way to manage this virtual event. So that's how we're doing that. Or you can just get admission if you're out of town or not interested in having your office come together and celebrate a Thanksgiving meal. This is a way to do that. But if you're not interested in doing that, you can get the admission just to the event.
So, Tyler, we can break bread and turkey together still.
Yes.
We had planned on it, but we didn't think it was going to happen.
Usually we just break turkey.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. So make sure you get your tickets. So the meal tickets are available through Friday, though, so we can let the caterer know in enough advance notice.
And on the Chamber's website or how?
Yep. It's on the Chamber's website, so galesburg.org, and it's also on our Facebook page, too. Okay. If you scroll a few down, I think I just posted something this morning as well. So no one misses that. So if you do want to have that Thanksgiving meal, and I do encourage that because I've had a lot of feedback from the community that some of them aren't even able to celebrate with their families, and sometimes their office celebrates and has a meal brought in. So this is a way to be able to still do that, be in touch with each other on, you know, that community sense, get that update from the mayor, and also celebrate whoever the winner is. And we've had an outstanding number of nominations. As far as my understanding, it's the most in quite some time. We have 17 nominations, which I was floored with. This is it's just an incredible year to celebrate because of all that our community has been through. I mean, all of our country and the world. So we're really excited to award that person.
Executive Director of the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce, Pam Gaither, joining us here this morning. So what is the exact date of the meal and that's going to be going on in the award?
It's Thursday, November 19th, and it starts at noon. We adjusted the day from the Monday before the holiday for a couple of reasons, but mainly because in case anyone's taking an extended holiday break, I mean, I know a lot of the schools in the surrounding area are electing to take Monday through Friday off that week. And we just wanted to make sure people had enough time to celebrate that with us. And so the time changed a little bit too. Usually it would start at 11:30 to 1. So we adjusted that to noon in order to have time for those deliveries from our chamber volunteers to make those deliveries around town.
Well, it's interesting. We were talking about this a little bit earlier, the Thomas B. Herring Community Service Award. The majority of the time, I would say probably every time, the person that wins is very surprised. A lot of times, somebody has to convince them sometimes to come to the luncheon without them knowing. So this is going to be even more interesting this year. I know you probably can't give away how, but it's going to be interesting. That's like, okay, we got to make sure this person is on the Zoom with us.
Yes. Well, and you know, if they're not, it actually isn't the end of the world either. So how we are doing that is, yes, I think, and this is my first event of this nature. Of course, I attended many years, so was aware of how this works. But it would be more difficult, especially if we were having it in person, I feel like, just attendance in general. So with it being virtual, we're able to surprise visit the winner. And I think almost like Publishers Clearinghouse, I keep thinking of, if anyone remembers those videos, surprising them at their door. That's kind of the format that we're going to do. And I'm just really excited that we can push forward with celebrating this person that wins.
So remember, on that day, Tyler, not just the t-shirt and the flip-flops.
Oh, well, just I promise
case.
Nothing, Tom.
Just
that's
in
right.
Case.
I might be knocking on your door, Tom.
You never know. Pam Gaither is the executive director of the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce, joining us here this morning. So the annual luncheon coming up and the awarding Thomas B. Herring Community Service Award. You know, like you said, a lot of events that you didn't get to do over the summer. Talk a little bit about the future, and I'm sure you're already making plans for things next. You're not knowing for sure what you're going to do, but I'm sure lots of plans in the works anyway.
There are plans, and at the same time, we're cautiously moving forward with those because we know that there's been such a stall, and really the effort is being there for our membership, being there for our community, encouraging positivity, collaboration, and that's what we're looking for. Probably more right now at this point is collaborating and celebrating collaborations because we work together. We know we're stronger together, and that's what we need.
Kind of talk about the mission of the Chamber of Commerce.
So we really work just basic description is advocating for our membership and encouraging the growth of our businesses in the community. And while that has taken a tiny bit of a shift, I think you just change with what's happened. And you offer new opportunities and make those connections how we can, the best way we can. We've had honestly several new members. I just had another new member last night join. And it's so encouraging because the work we're doing is for our community. And And I think that it's being noticed and taken advantage of in a good way.
Absolutely. Pam Gaither, Executive Director, Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce. Again, you can get signed up for the luncheon either on their website, also the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce Facebook page. And you have, what, till Friday to get signed up for the luncheon and get
yes,
your tickets?
Yes, for the meal for the portion. Meal if you're wanting there's just admission to the event, then mm-hmm. you can sign up even the morning of, and we'll be able to get that information to you. But it is only through Zoom. You will have to have a ticket to experience the live broadcast. We did it that way because it would be an unfair advantage, I think, just to do a Facebook Live and put it out there for everyone. We do plan to edit down some of the video and to release later, especially to the winner, so they have a copy of that and then put that out publicly at a later time. But yeah, we're really excited about it. Like I said, the mayor will speak. We'll have Harold Timmons, our previous winner, will be on as well. And we'll have Sarah and Matthew Hansen from Knox County Brewing Company. They're actually going to be our keynote speaker. So I'm really excited to hear their message, too, because I think they do a really great job of supporting the community and sharing that, especially with their two-year anniversary that just happened and all of their efforts that they do.
Yeah, and we've had Matthew and Sarah on. I've heard Matthew speak before. What a dynamic speaker, too.
Yeah, they've got a really cool story, and I appreciate the fact that they invest here when they're not really from here, and they've got a really good story. So I'm expecting that to be a very really great part of the event as well.
Pam Gaither, Executive Director, Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce. Anything else you want to touch on here this morning that you got going on or coming up?
We have something getting ready to roll out, and I can't really say much about that, but it is a collaboration of more than one organization in the community, and really the effort is just supporting the restaurant and bars right now. That's a big push. Of course, retail also, I mean, with it being fourth quarter and holiday shopping, that's something else that I'm working on, but there is something in the works, and we are very supportive of our local restaurants and bars having to go through what they've gone through. I think this is so important that we all acknowledge the fact that our community wouldn't be what it is without them.
Absolutely.
And without all of our small businesses. So we just want to do what we can, and that should be coming out pretty soon, though. So I'm excited about that.
All right, looking forward to it. Pam Gaither, Executive Director, Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce. Pam, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate
it. Thank you, Tom. Always a pleasure.